We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's live, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fans High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome into the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host Ryan McMillan, Athletic Director at Muskego. How you been, sir?
I've been good. How you been?
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a bit. I haven't seen you in a bit. Yeah. Muskego's, man, you guys are rocking. you got to be the AD of the year or something, right?
It's been a lot of fun over there. There's no doubt. It's a good time, so we're enjoying it.
Wow, a lot of success in athletics.
Yeah, something like, six or seven state titles in 11 months, something like that. Just absolutely insane. So, we love it.
So what have you done for me lately? You know, right. Kind of thing. Man, you know everybody's expecting that kind of number this year, and that's a hard number. In most of these athletic programs out at Muskego, you guys are the hunted. Everybody's hunting you.
Yep.
And some kids really... they're good with that. Other kids, they maybe shrivel up and shrink at being the hunted every single week. But, man, let me tell you a quick Muskego story, all right?
Yep.
So we did a brat stop for the kids that were in the All-Star game. And I expected two or three kids to show up, right? The two kids that were going to benefit from it.
Right.
There's like 17 kids. And I go, what are you guys doing here? They go, we're here to help our friends, man. And I was shocked, Ryan. I was shocked by it. It was there were all these kids, you know, hey, come on, buy some brats. And they did really well for these two kids and took that money and donated it right to Children's Hospital.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It was really impressive. Really impressive.
They love each other. There's no doubt.
Hey, today's show, we were talking to all kinds of guys that are getting ready for the start of the high school football season. Let me run down our lineup. Pete Monfrey, general manager for My24 here in Milwaukee. Thursday Night Lights starting its 10th season. I've been doing this 10 years. Unbelievable.
Long time.
It is a long time. It's a long time for a high school football program on a Thursday night to be going 10 years is really an accomplishment.
Absolutely.
We're going to thank Pete for that. Craig Harden, he's the founder of Athlete Streaming Network, is going to come on at 10:30. They're going to start streaming some high school football games. They started with basketball last year. Now they're going to do football as well, and we're going to talk to Craig about that. Dave Sternick, he's the commissioner of the Classic 8. You buddies with him? He loves you, right?
Yeah. Yep. Dave's
we'll,
a good guy.
Yeah, we'll find out. He told me he's got some Ryan McMillan story. No, he didn't tell me any of that. At 11 o'clock, Pat Miles. He's the commissioner of the Southern Lakes Conference. Been a longtime referee. So we're going to talk to him mostly about, you know, getting ready as a referee. High school football is starting here in about 10 days. So Patrick Dineen, who's the strength and conditioning coach at Martin Luther, is going to join us at 11:15. Mike Freitag. He's an athletic trainer from MOSH. And he handles Franklin High School, will join us at 11:30. Going with the theme of the show, Ryan, as the athletic director at Muskego, and I know there's a number of sports that are starting here, but let's concentrate on football. What's your day like as your kids are getting ready? And you're going to open up the Thursday Night Lights. It's Thursday night against Marquette. It should be a good one.
Yeah,
should be a really good
one. It'll be a barn burner.
It'll be a barn burner. It'll be a lot of people at that game. As the athletic director, what kind of stuff are you getting prepared for, and what's your day to day to make sure that high school football gets off without a glitch?
Well, I think it's more of our activities office in general with our administrative assistants and everyone cross checking all the physicals and all the WIA compliance stuff and making sure, you know, everything's up to date and that we're good to go that way. From the office standpoint, I think Coach Krause and the group did a very, very good job because they're the first ones starting the whole thing off with the largest numbers on that Monday. And we went off without a glitch with all of our kids, sophomore through senior. And then our freshmen come in a couple days later, and then it's getting them off and going as well.
How many? Do you know what the numbers are?
Yeah, we got 67 senior juniors, and then I think we got like 170 total in the program. So, yeah, we're healthy. We got good numbers. It's a good time to be in Muskego. And, I mean, everyone loves football, and our community made the investment in the facility over the last three seasons. And it's a good time to be a Warrior, there's no doubt.
170.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Football is a numbers game.
Absolutely. It's 100%.
100%. It's a numbers game. And when you talk about those kind of numbers, wow, it's hard to repeat.
Very hard.
It's really, and in that conference you're in, you know, there are top to bottom, man. Look, I've said it a million times. I think it's the best football conference in the state of Wisconsin. People will disagree with me all over the place. Steve Jones, Kimberly says, hey, man, come on. Why don't you bring those boys up here? We can play a little football up here as well. And I agree with him. I just think top to bottom. I think, you know, when you talk about teams like Waukesha South, Waukesha North, Conemaugh, teams mm-hmm. that struggle a little bit, you put them in other conferences and Kettle Moray, watch what happens. These guys are in the playoffs year after year, I think.
Absolutely. Every team has personnel that you have to account for. And if you don't, they're gonna do things against you. And it's not, you know, some other places you can go and you just know this team isn't gonna get it done. That's not, I mean, South has got some athletes. They got some kids moving around. They got some things going on. Oconomowoc's got some big kids. I mean,
Waukesha North,
challenged. Waukesha North is going to have a lot of speed this year. And a
quarterback and straight up through it. He can throw the ball.
Yes, he can.
And he's grown a little bit.
Yeah.
He's gotten bigger and stronger. And we've got, you know, that schedule on Thursday night. We've got Muskego the opening night. And then we've got the week three is Maguanago. Against Catholic Memorial. And I had Bill Young in the studio last week, Ryan. I don't know if you heard the show, but he finally came in. And
that's awesome. You've been talking about that for years.
And you know what? I finally got smart and invited him in before the season started and asked him to bring his daughter with him. And
awesome.
Man, she was awesome. And she just loves her dad and loves this program. And this is the last year for them in the Classic Eight, and he's okay with that. You know, he said, look, it's nice to play in the best conference in the state, but, man, we get, you know, 600 kids in our school.
Right.
You got 170 kids in your football program,
right.
You know? And he said, so it's just hard week after week to have to go against schools that have 2,200 kids in their school. And they're still going to be the smallest school in the Woodland that they're going to – the Woodland side they're going to be in.
Yep.
But not the differences are going to be quite a bit. So, he's a really good guy. I had a lot of fun. That was as fun a show as I've done. And we talked about old stuff. We talked about new stuff. We had a couple guests on, one that played quarterback for him, one that coaches with him. And we had Joe Cook calling because he coached with him as well. And it was a good show. Top to bottom, that conference is going to be as good as it always is. How do you feel, and I'll ask Coach Krause this, you know, next week when I see him,
mm-hmm.
But how do you feel? They got kids coming back, right? It's that program's going to reload from the people they lost?
Yeah, Muskego, we're healthy. I mean, the one caveat to anybody in the state, regardless of who you are top to bottom, is if nobody's immune to the health bug.
Right.
If it jumps up and bites you and your kids are nicked, you know, it's going to be a struggle. If you stay healthy, it's going to be a lot better. So,
what year is this for you as an athletic director?
Third.
The difference between Ryan McMillan going into his third year and Ryan McMillan that first year, night and day?
Night and day.
You know, this time of year, you took the job not when? In the middle of summer? Something like that?
Yeah, it was late spring.
Yeah.
It was late spring with all the logistics that had to get worked out. And, you know, there was late spring breaks at that time. And there was some, you know, compliance stuff that I had to deal with on both ends of both districts. And not to wrong anybody and do it the right way. And so I honored all of that. So it took a little bit of time for it to come to fruition. But, it was later.
Do you remember what you were like 10 days out from opening football? The first year as athletic director, nervous and keep staying up at night, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think I just was asking a ton of questions, like, what about this? How right. about that? You know, all the what ifs that are running through your head that you really haven't been through a bunch. And then now getting to year three, we got a bunch of plans laid in, documented, pictures, communicated to staff. Our SRO is already getting security folks for us. Our ticket ladies are already locked in. We've met with youth football and the Gridiron Club on how we're going to manage that first night with youth night, and that's going to bring another 300-plus, you know, kids and families and everything else going on. So
I better get a there. Parking spot, man.
Get there early.
I'm
it's the
sideline reporter, man. You should put some cones out.
I'll put some cones out. I'll let you park next to me.
You're such a good guy. The templates are set now.
Yep.
And so from year one to year two, a little bit easier. Year two to year three, quite a bit easier.
Yeah, I would say year two to year three has been a huge jump because managing the night that is youth football night and all of the stadium upgrades, that's the thing, is this will be the first year that I've been there that we aren't making major changes to the actual facility. So adjusting all of the plans that were well laid by Mr. Scott Coogie before me, I mean, he had it locked in. Well, all those had to change because gates changed and scoreboard changed and press box changed and home and visitor changed and now there's restrooms. There's not port. I mean, so many awesome, really, really cool upgrades, but it's changed every season.
And now it's set.
And now hopefully it's set. I mean, if we can change it again and continue to get better, we will. But yeah. For right now, we're okay.
You're not putting a dome on anytime soon, are you?
Well, it's gone through our head.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that year three is a little bit easier for you and the other sports that kick off now as well. You got a lot going on, man.
Yep.
You got a lot going on. Have you had a good summer, you and your family?
I did. I had a great summer. Good? Yep. Girls are rocking and rolling. I got it's winding down, but the one daughter finished up softball. We got a little volleyball camp next weekend.
The 5-0s?
Yeah, she was in the 5-0s developmental league, so
hard
the D-League.
Yeah, I appreciate your help with that,
you
by
bet.
The way. Those are good guys.
Very good people. Yeah,
yeah, really good people that came in and talked about the 5-0s. And I think I ripped on you a couple times.
That's okay.
Yeah, it was fun.
It won't be the first. No, it won't be the last.
It will not. In fact, I'll do it a couple of times throughout this show.
There we go.
We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Pete Monfrey. He played at Tosa East, and he's been around a long time. He's general manager for My24. It's his first year in that chair. As he's guiding us through with Thursday Night Lights, we'll go through the schedule and just thank him for all the stuff that My24 does in the community, including the Thursday Night Lights show. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Tell that Mitch is back. Ryan, you know how? Because he's going to call our guy right now. Man, is your mic on? No, it's not. Let's turn the mic on. There you go, Mitch. Thank you. So Pete Monfrey's going to join us. He's up in Minneapolis on vacation, and we're going to get a hold of him. This schedule that I think they have put together, and I had a little bit to do with it, is an awfully good schedule. First game is, we talked about, Milwaukee Marquette at Muskego. Boy, it's youth night. Thanks
yep.
a lot for that.
You bet. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be. You think it'll be sold out?
It should be packed because, I mean, you're going to see some of the best high school football personnel on the field in both teams. Marquette's got a great squad coming back. Some of their kids are legit players. We do, too. And it's, you know, we got a little Fair at the Fields event going on before the game. We got youth night at
Thursday Night Lights.
Honor some state champions, you know, get the band out there. It'll be fun.
Well, we are now joined by the general manager at My24 here in Milwaukee. He is Pete Monfrey. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
We're doing good. Hey, we are so excited about this year's schedule on Thursday Night Lights and wanted to welcome you into this Thursday Night's family, man. This is your first year over at My24, and, you know, you're a Milwaukee kind of guy. You played football at Tosa East. You understand the importance of high school football in our communities and at our schools. You're excited about this year's season, right?
I am, absolutely. It's, you're right, it's my first year. I started there in October of last year, so now I get, this is my first season, and we're so excited at the station getting everything ramped up, and we think we've got a great schedule, so it's very exciting.
Yeah, we really do. I'm going to run through it right now. As we talked about, first week, the 22nd of August, Marquette at Muskego. Week two is Germantown at Wauwatosa West. Week three, Maguanago against Catholic Memorial will be at Carroll University that night. Week four is Greendale against Pewaukee. Week five is Homestead at Whitefish Bay. Week six, Waukesha North at Waukesha West. Week seven is Rufus King against Riverside at Pulaski Stadium. Week eight, St. Catharines at Greendale Martin Luther. Week nine, Franklin versus Oak Creek. Ryan, as an ex-football coach and athletic director, it's a pretty good schedule.
It's a great schedule.
Yeah.
People aren't tuning in on Thursday nights. I don't know what else you can do.
No, I don't either. For games like this, every single week, it's going to be a really good game. We believe. You know, there are times that we go into the season going, look, every game is going to be close, and we get some blowouts. It's the way it is. But, boy, on paper, this thing looks really good. Hey, Pete, I can't thank the sponsors that continue year after year get involved with Thursday Night Lights. You know, guys like Heiser and the Marines and people like that. You know, the sponsors are coming out because they believe in this whole grassroots community part of Thursday Night Lights.
Yeah, I think they agree with us that this is important to put this type of programming out there live, and with high schools, you can't get any better atmosphere than doing that on Thursday night. So we got nine exciting weeks, and we're doing some different things this year. In fact, our August 22nd game is going to be actually a nationwide game because Stadium Network, which airs across the country, is picking up the Marquette Muskego game. So we're excited about that, and then we're excited to be in the different neighborhoods and in the areas where, you know, we're in Wauwatosa, which you mentioned, that's my stomping grounds.
Yep.
And we're out in Waukesha a couple times, and you can't go wrong with a Greendale-Pewaukee matchup. That's, you know, they've been part of that Woodland and those battles all the time. And one of the, I think, most fun things, you mentioned the love of high school football, and maybe you know this, but the Chief Morales, the police chief of Milwaukee, he played at Boys Tech. And he came to the station, and we were talking about, you know, how he loves sports. He also played at Carroll College as well. And so on October 3rd, the Rufus King Riverside game, we're turning it into a first responders night. And it's going to be all about the fire and police. So we're hoping that if we get a big crowd out at Pulaski to watch that city clash.
Well, that's awesome. I love the new things that you're bringing to this, Pete. And I think Chief Morales, does his son play high school football as well?
I don't know. I don't know that. He and I just got to talking about team building.
Yeah, I thought he did.
Yeah. He just loves athletes, and as I do, being a former one, the competitiveness that builds the team building. You just can't beat that.
Hey, do you remember, Pete, when you were playing at Tosa East, did you play against Tosa West? Were they in your conference back then?
Yeah, it was one of those battles every year, East versus West. We both, Hart Park was both of our home fields. At that time, Tosa West didn't have a field by their school. So we were, one of the teams always had to move to the opposite locker room. Because they were the visiting team, and both, the place was packed. So it was always a great game, hard-hitting, always close, nail-biters.
You know, and you look at this schedule, and when you look, Homestead against Whitefish Bay is always like that. Greendale-Pewaukee is always like that. Waukesha North, Waukesha West, same thing. King and Riverside, Franklin and Oak Creek. When my co-host used to be Joe Cook, he was coaching at Oak Creek. He said, I can't even stop and get gas in Franklin. Because if a police officer sees me, he's going to arrest me and you'll never see me again. I'll be gone. I can't get a haircut there. I'm not going through a drive-thru in Franklin. They don't like me at all. And that's the kind of stuff that we bring with Thursday Night Lights. You know, Pete, the fact that this is our 10th year amazes me.
Yeah, this is the 10th season. And, you know, it's a great expense. And I think the other thing to point out, too, is Spectrum, which was televising with their sports channel on Friday nights, is no longer doing that. So we're going to have the only high school broadcasts in the market starting this year. So, yeah, we're excited about it. It's a and throughout the Sinclair Broadcasting, which owns our stations, we're airing football in multiple markets. And so we're committed to the high school brand, and we're excited about it.
Pete, I can't tell you how many people come up to me, you know, on the street or in a grocery store or something like that and say, hey, look, 3 years ago, you guys were in Waterford, and I can't tell you what that meant to our community. And, you know, 3 years ago or 2 years ago, you did this game where my nephew played at Milwaukee South Stadium, at the historic South Stadium, and you guys televised it. We watched that game all the time. He scored 2 touchdowns. Stuff like that. It's amazing how many people are impacted by this Thursday Night Lights game. And it just goes for years, Pete. They remember it. They record the game, and they keep watching it back with family members. And I think we're doing something that has a huge impact on not only these schools, but these families from these schools.
Agreed. You know, we do stream every game, so grandparents that live in California or anywhere in the world can watch watch someone that they know and love play a sport that's very, very important to them. So the other thing that we're doing different this year, Mike, is we're repeating the game on Friday night rather than Sunday afternoon, which would usually go up against the NFL. So we're going to put it on Friday night as well, so they can see if the players want to watch it the next night, they can watch it and enjoy the broadcast too.
Boy, they're gonna get a chance to see Mike McGivern 2 nights in a row, Pete. Man,
hey, I saw you at the basketball state championships, and I got enough of that. So.
Yeah, I might have to ask for a raise, Pete. I didn't know we were going to replay it on Friday. That my contract's got to be looked at this point.
Well, we'll just black you out. You know? Yeah. we'll just edit you out and leave you on the floor.
It might be a better show if you do that. Hey, Ryan, when you were coaching at Oconomowoc, we did a couple of Thursday Night Light games with you. What was the atmosphere? What was the difference that week in you know, at your practices in the school, knowing that we were coming out?
Well, I just think from a community standpoint, anytime you say TV, it gets everyone's attention because typically that doesn't happen across the high school landscape. And, you know, that just brings an energy. It brings a want to see what's going on. It allows kids to call their families like Pete alluded to. If my aunt lives in California, hey, check this out. If you can't watch it live on TV, at least you can get on that networks and stream it. Yeah. So it's unique that way, where usually everyone's reaching out and saying, hey, tune in, because you'll get to see a glimpse of Johnny and see what's going on.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, Pete, thank you so much. I know you're on vacation. I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk to us. And thank you for the chance to be back with the team this year. And I know that John and Terry and everybody's really excited about that first game at Muskego coming up on the 22nd. So I look forward to seeing you on the sidelines, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Mike. Look forward to seeing you.
You bet. That's Pete Monfrey, general manager for I-24 here in Milwaukee. And the head now of Thursday Night Lights, doing a great job. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Craig Harden, he's the founder of Athlete Streaming Network. They're going to be streaming a game each week on Friday nights. They started this with basketball last year, did a great job, and now going to carry it over into football. And Craig Harden's a local guy I've known for a long time, got a lot of respect for, and we'll talk to him on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside the athletic director at Muskego High School. He's Ryan McMillan. We're now joined by Craig Harden. He's the founder of Athlete Streaming Network. Hey, Craig, how you been?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Man, we're doing good. Getting ready for high school football, as you are.
That is absolutely true. This is kind of a new adventure for us. We actually started streaming games last year. So it was all basketball games. So we're gearing up for our first football season, which we're all very excited about.
Hey, Craig, can we talk a little bit about Athlete Streaming Network and when this was started and how you found it and the kind of the thought process behind putting this together?
Sure, absolutely. So the past couple of years, I worked on some shows called when it was around Preps Plus, which is come on TMJ4 on Sunday nights. I was a reporter on that show. When they kind of ended about a year and a half ago, I did some stuff with, at the time, it was Spectrum Sports. Spectrum Sports.
Yep.
And they did some live streaming over, actually broadcast football games and basketball games. And then they kind of switched over last year fall, and stopped doing prep sports from a live standpoint. So we found that there was a void, and we're very fond of high school sports and college sports too. So we kind of started up the streaming, and we started streaming basketball games. And after that, we also had a show that was similar to Preps Plus, and that was called The Athlete, which we covered everything from high school sports to pro sports to college sports. And you actually had a segment last year with it.
Yep.
The coach to sit down, which we definitely thank you for that. But so it was just a process of seeing what was needed out there from a prep standpoint. And I don't know, my 24, you guys do football games this fall, so we just kind of want to kind of give the guys another option to watch for football. I mean, this is a football state with the Badgers and the Packers, and we just want the high school level to be represented as best we can.
Will most your games be on Friday night?
Yeah, we may have one Thursday night game, maybe a special game, but all of our games will be Friday night.
So so again, an option on Friday. You can turn into My 24 on Thursday, and then yep. Stream. Do you have your schedule picked yet?
We'll have it probably in the next week or so. We'll have 10 games or so that we'll do. Anywhere from the 8 to 10 games we'll do. And we'll have that where you can watch it right from our website, theathlete.co, or any of the athlete social media platforms, whether it's Facebook or Instagram. You'll be able to watch the games live stream.
Can you give us that website again?
Yep, it's theathlete.co.
Theathlete.co. Who's going to be doing, yep. Who will be on the call of the games?
Myself, I'll be doing some sideline reporting, and then we'll have, doing the play-by-play, we'll have a couple guys coming in and out. Wisconsin may not be familiar with some of these guys, but for color commentary, we're going to switch up with former Badger players, probably, and former football players that are from the Milwaukee area.
Excellent.
So, a lot of us will be surprised as this football season is a little bit different when the basketball. We have a lot of basketball players from the Milwaukee area that helped us out last year. Football is a little bit different beast when you get guys who can actually talk to the sport and kind of do the play-by-play and walk people through, so it can be kind of entertaining.
Sure.
But also educational.
Well, you know, Jose Winston was so good last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did an amazing job.
Yeah, you two did a really nice job together. And during the basketball season, I don't know how you get somebody better than Jose with that big personality who's played at such a high level and understands the game like he does. So I'm sure that on the football side, this thing will do really well. Hey, you talked about doing some college stuff as well, correct?
Yes, definitely. We'll be doing some streaming, some college football games. UW-Whitewater is on the schedule. We'll have a couple of their games starting with their home opener, September 7th, I believe. And so we wanted to also provide services for schools like the Wisconsin Lutherans, the Carroll Colleges, the Concordia, the people that don't get a chance to kind of see them locally, or with the streaming, you can be anywhere in the world to be able to watch our game, which is great because if you have family members out of town or from a different state, they can tune in and watch their child play. So we just want to give opportunities to everybody that can't be on Fox Sports or My24, so we want to give the opportunity for all different type of platforms.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, Craig, thanks a lot for a couple minutes of your time. Again, that's theathlete.co is where you're going to be able to find these games. Friday nights for the most part, but once you go yep. to any of their, you know, they're on Facebook and they're everywhere. You'll be able to find yep. the schedule once they set it. And anything you need from me, Craig, let me know. Good luck with this thing.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. That's Craig Harden. Thank you. We're now joined in studio. You know, he talked about college stuff, and I know our next guest, we have him slotted for 11 o'clock to talk specifically about, you know, what he's doing right now as the first-year commissioner of the Southern Lakes Conference and a longtime referee getting ready for the high school season. But Pat Miles is in studio with us. You've done a lot of college games. You doing college games again this year?
Yes, I am.
Yep. So can we talk a little bit about getting ready to kick off a college season? Are you a Division III guy in this area? Do you go?
Yeah, Division III, correct.
So Whitewater, that conference, you do Carroll, all those schools?
Yeah, the NAC, the Midwest Classic, or the Midwest Conference,
sure.
The WEAC. Yeah, they have a – I belong to the Midwest or the MFOA, which is a football association that Bill Carollo,
sure.
who is in charge of officials with the Big Ten, they put that together. And so we oversee the schools, the universities, the colleges in that group.
He was a big-time referee. He was a quarterback at UWM. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
I was his paper boy. He owes me like 1 week, $125 or
Does
something.
Does he really?
Yeah, if you carry it over all these years, he owes me about $3,000. no, but he really was. I was a ball boy for the football team, and he was the quarterback, but he threw a good ball. He was a heck of a player.
Wow.
Yeah. They played at Shorewood High School. They had some players. Mike Reinfeld played there.
Okay.
Played with he played, and he was general manager and big time in the NFL. So that's cool that they're doing that. Do you guys meet as college referees? Do you guys meet before games? Do you know who's on your team? Do you know who's on your crew?
Yeah, I have my schedule already for the year, and I know who all the officials are that are going to be with me each of those games. For the most part, I have a regular crew. But every now and then they'll mix in some new guys, or a guy needs off, or they're going to move them to a different game.
Are you always the white cap? Or are you always
yes.
that? You are.
Yeah.
You've been doing that a long time?
Started college football officiating in 1990.
Really? Has it changed much?
Yeah, it has. It's become, what we see on the field as far as what we're, how we're being graded and everything else. We have a supervisor there at the game. We have a supervisor, or they're looking at our games on Sunday and on Monday, and then we get graded on every call. And so you could get you could have what you thought was a face mask, and then they look at it and they see that it was a grab of the jersey. That's a -6 or incorrect call. Now, so you have those types of things that are happening. But
when did that start?
It started several years ago. Started, and they have huddle now. Which is, Ryan, I'm sure you're familiar with Huddle. A lot of schools are using that. We have Quick Ref, which is a program that every game, I'm very fortunate. My wife, Carla, she travels with me to all our college games, and she's on the sideline, and she records our penalties for us. So when I click on the mic, she's already writing everything down. As soon as the game's over, I have to input that into Quick Ref and into Arbiter Sports and put in all the information on every foul. Then the supervisors then look at those, break down the tape, and then I have to provide them by Sunday afternoon the clip on the tape from Huddle for the play that had the foul on it. And then they will then look at it as well. And by Wednesday, we get our grade as to how we did.
This is an odd question, but with all that you have to do, is there any chance referees are going to not pull the flag out because they don't want to be graded?
Well, we talked about it. We just had a clinic. We talked about it, and we've talked about it for years with the replay coming into sports. We want to make sure that we don't officiate to replay, and that is you don't want to think that replay is going to save you on a call, and so I will throw it or I won't throw it. You want to be careful with it. Now, with a turnover or fumble, if you don't know for sure that it is a fumble or not, let it play out, and replay can change that. So there are some things that replay can help you with. But I was fortunate enough to have a pretty good game several years ago, a national championship game. And I remember the night before when we were meeting with the coaches and the game administration, ESPN, and everybody else, we also had our replay officials there, and they're from the SEC. And they said, well, do you have any questions for us? And I said, or anything for us? And I said, well, quite honestly, I just don't want to talk to you at all tomorrow. And he kind of shrugged his shoulders. He said, what do you mean you don't want to talk to me? I said, well, if we have to talk to you, that means something happened on the field. and I don't want to go there.
Right.
And so fortunately, our first drive of the game, we had one play that went to replay, and we didn't have any of the rest of the game. So it's a credit to the officials, but to the players too. When, Ryan, you know, when you definitely know, Mike, when you get in big ball games, people think it's harder to officiate those games. It's not. When you have two good teams playing, you just kind of put the ball down and get out of the way, let them decide the game, get the obvious. It's when you have the 0-8s playing the 8-0s, where the 0-8 wants that first win, the 8-0 is going to maybe play down a little bit to the competition. Those are the tougher games.
Interesting.
So,
hey, I could tell you that in that state championship game for our basketball players, I talked to a number of them about the referees. There were three guys from northern Wisconsin, and they were like, these guys were great. And I said, really? Can I ask why? And our players are like, Coach, they would come up and talk to us. They'd say, hey, look, you can't, you know, that's the last hand check you're going to have. I'm going to have to call that a foul. Or, hey, watch your mouth now. You got to be careful. Be quiet sure. with this. And he said, Coach, they didn't just blow the whistle. They talked to us. And they said, hey, don't do that again because I'm going to have to call that. And so we knew exactly where we stood with them. And he said it was so refreshing. So I like that. I'm going to keep you in that chair for a while.
No problem.
Dave Sternick. You're the first year commissioner of Southern Lakes. Yeah. You might as well take more on your plate.
That's right,
Pat?
Sure.
Just take a little bit more on your plate. Well, Dave Sternick's been the commissioner of the Classic 8 for a while, and he's going to join us next to talk a little bit about how he gets ready for the upcoming football season. And you know what? You're putting your template together now on
Correct.
All this stuff.
Well, and I'm going to be listening to Dave.
Dave's
Believe
done
me,
it
listening.
For a while. And we'll get his advice for you. On the other side of the break, this is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm on my way, I'm making it. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Carl, if you want to come up and sit so you can hear our guest. And that, there you go. Presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. And Mike McGiver alongside Ryan McMillan. He is my co-host for most weeks, man. I appreciate that.
You bet.
It's
Happy
good
to be here.
It's good to have you back. It's really good to have you back. I love your insight on a lot of this. We're also joined by Pat Miles. He is the first year commissioner of the Southern Lakes Conference and a longtime referee. We're going to talk to him at 11 o'clock hour of high school referees. We're going to talk about how we're recruiting new refs and what they're doing now to get ready for the season. And now we're joined by Dave Sternick. He is the commissioner of the Classic 8 Conference. And he's got to love me, you think, right? Since I keep saying his conference is the best high school football conference in the state of Wisconsin. Dave, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing good. Hey, Pat Miles is joining us as well, and along with Ryan McMillan from Muskego, two guys that you're familiar with. And I wanted to reach out to you. Dave, how long have you been the commissioner of the Classic 8?
Well, since its inception, that's 1999. And prior to that, I was with the old Metro Independent Conference. And when I was commissioner there, and to the present time, my wife is along with me. She serves as my secretary and a conference secretary. So we've been at this for 28 years.
Wow. So we've got a first-year commissioner here, and he's just all ears. He's got his pen. He's taking notes. You know, Dave, when we're 10 days or so away, 12 days away from the start of football season, what's your day-to-day right now? What are you trying to make sure that you get done and accomplished so the season kicks off in a good way?
Well, this might really sound kind of offbeat a little bit, but my season, this football season for me is basically done. I'm already working on 20 and 21, getting my schedules already set, and my contracts are in the process of going out. So basically what's happened at this point is I'm just letting my ADs know what the process is, the schedule's set, the officials are there. Day-to-day, if, let's say, an official has to be out of town and can't make a game, basically I get his substitute and notify the schools at that point that we've got a substitute coming in. But basically my input this year as far as football goes is basically it was done last year, and I'm already working on 2020. So that's kind of – and I'm not unusual that way. Every conference commissioner is basically working a year or 2 years ahead on all of their schedules.
Hey, do all the athletic directors in that conference, are they good guys to work with, or are there a couple you don't like much?
No, they're all. Yeah. They've all been former. The thing about this is they've all been former coaches at some high school before they got to this position, so they know, you know, what it entails, what it, you know, what the process is of working with a coach on a specific sport, how he has to tie in with the community, with the booster club, with his players, and I started, like I said, in 1991. Students have changed, athletes have changed, coaches have changed, but the coaches I have in my conference, some of them have been around for a very long time. Bill Young, Steve Rooks, Greg Malling, who's back now from Minnesota, be his second year here. All of these coaches have adapted to the student athlete. Now, you go back, how the athlete has changed from 1990 to the present. They've adapted to this, and they've adapted their philosophy as how they approach a football game. It's the same thing. Coaches basically are responsible for what our conference is at this point. We are probably one of the few conferences in the state that has potentially three levels of tournament exposure. We've had a couple of years there, I think 2 years going back, where we had three state finalists from the conference. Okay, Arrowhead, I believe, was one, Catholic Memorial and West. That happened a couple of times. Last year we had two. I mean, it's not unusual for us to have a school in the finals, you know. So we're grateful for that. But a lot of that goes back to the coaching and basically the weight room people, the trainers, and how the community and the school board support their football program and other programs in the school district with the facilities. Everything that goes into it is basically the support that they give the high school and the individual athletes a chance to, let's say, increase their abilities. It's there. Kids put the time in. Coaches obviously put the time in. You go back 1990, I keep going back to when I started. Football started and it ended, and that was it. Well, now football has gone to almost like a 12-month series. If you're not coaching football, you're in the weight room or you're close to the weight room. You're watching your players. You're encouraging them to get into second sports, wrestling, volleyball, any of these other sports that would be, it's an addition to what their football is. So that's kind of where we are at this point. Everything comes back. If everybody says we've got the great football conference, I think across the board, we might not be the best conference in some sports, but, man, we're really competitive up and down the line.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Hey, Ryan, it's got to be comforting to know that you have a commissioner that's been around for a while, that's done this for a long time, especially a couple of years ago when you were a first-year AD, somebody that you could call and ask questions to.
Absolutely. Dave's great that way. He's super responsive. He'll get back to you instantaneously, and being the new guy in the room a few years ago, I think I'm probably still am the new guy, me and Matt Bergen at CMH,
right?
Two youngest guys in there. Having Dave and then having the other ADs has made it a lot easier, and it's an open book across all schools when it comes to those meetings. And you know, Dave said he's working a year ahead. He's not lying. We just had the meeting last week, and he had a list of all the stuff that where we're at and how we're doing, and it's pretty impressive.
Hey, Dave, what's the change now next year with the football-only conference and Catholic Memorial is going to leave the conference? How much does that throw a wrench into what you've done the last number of years in the conference?
Really, really it makes my job easier because from that right now we had nine schools. Okay, so we had a mandated crossover with the Greater Metro, which really worked out, I think, really nice. We've got some great matchups in the end. And you're going to start the year this year, you're going to have Muskego playing Marquette, the two winners from last year in the conference. And that's going to be on a Thursday night. It's probably going to be on TV. So it's going to be a very good matchup. But as far as scheduling nine schools, there's always going to be one school off. So and they have to struggle to get non-conference dates. As far as me, it's a locked schedule. I don't have to worry about weeks one and two getting any officials. The schools get their own officials for the non-conference games, and all I have to do is schedule my officials from weeks three to nine. So it's very simple. We're getting into something next year where because of the lack of officials, and Pat can talk to this basically at 11, is well, we decided we in a usual situation, we play the JV and the freshman games on a Thursday prior to the varsity game, and one is on site with the varsity game. It was usually the freshman game, and a JV game was at the opposite site. So next year, because of lack of officials, what we're doing is we're basically running two sets of games, a freshman and a JV game, on a Thursday at 4:30 and 6:30 at the site opposite the varsity. That way we can keep one set of officials there to work two games, like a doubleheader. And that plays back to the point, it's getting harder and harder to get officials in some sports. So that's kind of where we are. Other than that, there really is no change for me next year. It's, in fact, in some instances, it's easier because when we make a schedule draw, the schedule draw for all sports is across the board is exactly the same. So if Arrowhead is playing Muskego in the first game in football, they're playing the first game in soccer, they're playing the first game in volleyball. So it's kind of easy that way.
Easy speezy, yeah, there's no doubt. And, you know, that game, that Thursday night game is on My24, by the way, Milwaukee Marquette at Muskego, and it's youth night at Muskego.
I could give you a plug on that.
Yeah, no, I'll give myself plugs the whole time. No problem, Dave. You don't need to. It's Thursday night live from Muskego, and get a chance to see that brand new stadium, and now it's completely done. So,
Dave, are you coming out to that game?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there for that one. It's a Thursday night. It's the only game in town.
It's a good deal. We'll let you park next to Mike.
In fact, something about our football conference, the viability of it, we've got three games that were moved from Fridays to Thursdays. That's a third of the schedule, which I'm assuming is going to be on TV. So three of my 9 weeks, Classic 8 schools are going to be going at it head-to-head.
It is. And you know what? We have the schedule out. The week three, Maguanago at Catholic Memorial or at Carroll College, but against Catholic Memorial. And yep. Then week six, Waukesha North at Waukesha West. So you're right. We took, you know, 3 weeks and got schools from your conference because we like ratings, pal. And, you know, when you got teams from the best conference in the state of Wisconsin, you get ratings. So, hey, I really appreciate your time, Dave. Thank you very much. I look forward to meeting you in person on the sidelines on the 22nd over at Muskego. And
sure.
Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time.
Okay, not a problem. And have a good weekend.
You bet. That's Dave Sternick. He's the commissioner of the Classic 8 Conference. Hey, Pat, we're going to get into this next segment with you, and thank you so much for staying over one more segment with us. But he talked about the changes that they're making because of the lack of referees. Man, it's getting to be tough.
Yeah, it's real tough. And, I laughed. Dave said that he's been doing this for 28 years. I have about 28 days on as the Southern Lakes Conference.
You're already looking at the season for 2024, I'm sure.
Yeah,
right?
We're getting out there. I'm going to be doing the same thing, scheduling 2 years out and doing those types of things just to lock in crews so that we're sure we're set.
How has the first 24 days been for you?
It's been kind of wild. I'm very fortunate, just like Dave, have a great group of principals, athletic directors, schools, facilities are amazing. I've had the chance to speak to several parent groups already, have another one coming up at Waterford, and just the enthusiasm and everything else that's there with the student athlete, with the ADs, with the coaches, with the principals. I'm very, very blessed, very lucky man.
Where do you find time to do all this, can I ask you? Because you're busy. You're doing stuff with the Packers, right?
Yeah. I got to officiate family night, then we were back up Monday and Tuesday to officiate the scrimmages.
Yeah.
So did that. Then Thursday night was up at Lambeau for the preseason game.
Carly, can you grab your mic, please? Can you turn that microphone on? You know, Dave had talked about, look, it's great that I have my wife next to me on this thing. And every time I see Pat, I see you. And every time I see you, I see Pat. And I love the fact that you're fully invested in the stuff he's doing, correct?
Yes.
And so when he came home and said, look, I might be the commissioner of the Southern Lakes Conference. What was your thought?
It's just another project he's going to be involved in.
Yeah, and this is a busy project, though. This is a lot of stuff, right?
It is a big project, and he's got a lot pre-laid out already. He had a good commissioner that he worked with before. I got to meet George and his wife, and very, very nice people, the athletic directors, principals. They're all just great people at those schools.
Pat, will you be able to continue refereeing on Friday nights?
Yeah, I'm going to be able to continue to do the officiating and everything that I've been doing with the things with the NFL, the things with high school, and working for Mr. Sternick.
And you're going to just keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not going to referee games in the Southern Lakes, I'm sure.
That's correct. Yeah, I'll stay. I might do some lower levels just to be out on the field or on the basketball court with some of the officials that I'm assigning that are getting into it. But yeah, I will not be officiating.
How can we do a better job of recruiting young guys to get into this?
Well, I get in, like I said, I had the opportunity to talk at Elkhorn, talked at Union Grove already, to there are maybe 600-700 people in the stands in each of those. And I reach out to those high school students, those athletes, that try to get them involved now. And I kind of lay it out that, you know, you can work a third, fourth grade football game. You're going to get paid $25, $30. They're going to feed you. You're going to be involved in a sport that you love. You're going to stay athletic. You're going to be able to give a little something back to that sport. And whereas a 18-year-old or whereas somebody who's a freshman in college.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, my dad made me do it. He said, you're going to appreciate the game. And my dad's still officiating out in Dane County right now. And
really?
So, yep.
Well, Carly, you haven't officiated, have you?
Just some basketball stuff for alumni games.
Oh, great.
I refuse to do that.
Mitch, have you ever officiated?
I was a Little League ump a couple times.
So I'm the oddball in this whole place here, huh? That's awesome. I have not.
Hey, we have five of us here. That's a varsity crew.
I think you should get out there and do some basketball and appreciate that love that you give the officials all the time.
Yeah.
Get some given back to you.
This will be the last week you'll hear Ryan McMillan on this show. I'm getting a new co-host next week. Pat, can we keep you one more segment?
Absolutely.
Got a few more questions. He is Pat Miles. His wife, Carla, is in studio as well. And Ryan McMillan, my co-host. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.